Enigmatic jazz cornetist Buddy Bolden has fascinated generations of musicians, scholars, and others ever since he made a brief appearance on the New Orleans scene more than 100 years ago. Most recently, the jazzman has caught the attention of rock musician Dan Pritzker. The co-founder of the Chicago band Sonia Dada is also one of the 400 richest Americans, according to Forbes magazine. Mr. Pritzker is using some of that money to tell Buddy Bolden's story in a couple of films. Catherine Welch of member station WHQR caught up with Dan Pritzker on a soundstage in Wilmington, North Carolina, and has this report.
At the turn of the 20th century, late at night after the polite crowd had left the dance halls of New Orleans, a young bandleader named Buddy Bolden would lift his cornet and let it rip for the dancers who came in after hours.
He had a reputation for playing loud, and he was playing something different from what most of the other bands were.
Don Marquis wrote a 1978 biography of Buddy Bolden.
I don't know what you would call it. I guess you'd call it he was ragging the music. He was not playing strictly by notes. They weren't reading the music.
What Bolden was playing was soon to be called jazz. New Orleans trombonist Delfio Marsalis says it was Bolden's take on a tune that made him a beacon to other musicians. Marsalis, who was a musical advisor for both films, imagines how Bolden would approach a song.
Well, the old cow died and old Brock cried, old Brock cried, old Brock cried. So it's a lot of 1/4 type of sounds, and it's just really got a lot of life and vibrancy.
It also has an element of mystery because nobody alive today really knows what Bolden sounded like. Legend has it he made a few records which have since disappeared, and his biography is little more than a sketch of a man who brought an edge to the music and played the cornet loudly.
He has become this legendary jazz figure, but in realistic terms, I think he was the first great, pop musician, and he knew how to please and get the women's all worked up and just play with, everybody wanted to hear.
By most accounts, a mix of alcohol and mental illness sent Bolden into an asylum in 1907, where he stayed the rest of his life. And over the years, gaps in his biography were filled with the myths that eventually crowned Bolden the king of jazz. His sound influenced Louis Armstrong, his life inspired a novel by Pulitzer Prize-winning author Michael Ondaatje, and now the Bolden mystique has lured Dan Pritzker into trying to tell his story on film.
Here we go, same thing, just tighter. Let's roll, please.
Pritzker was touring with the rock band Sonia Dada and was playing a New Year's gig to ring in 1995 when, between sets, he learned from a radio programmer that there was this guy, Buddy Bolden, who created jazz.
If there was an individual that actually created an art form and created really the great American art form, and nobody ever heard of him, or at least I hadn't heard of him, and I was a professional musician, and I loved jazz, and so to have not heard of the guy that was the seminal guy in jazz, it just seemed to me that if I hadn't heard of him, probably a whole lot of other people hadn't heard of him.
Buddy Bolden really didn't invent jazz, but Pritzker spent much of the last decade learning what he could about the older musician. He was driven by the mythology and drama of Bolden's life and decided, without any prior experience, to make not one but two movies. One is a full-length feature and the other a black-and-white silent short intended to be screened with a new composition by Delfio's brother, Wynton Marsalis. Pritzker is bankrolling the films himself with money he inherited from his father, the late Jay Pritzker, who built the family fortune on the Hyatt Hotel chain. This allows him to hire veteran movie makers, including cinematographer Vilmos Siegman, who shot The Deer Hunter and The Black Dahlia.
He was very encouraging when he liked my ideas. But sometimes I would pitch an idea and he'd look at me and go, oh, and he'd smile and he'd look and he'd say, oh, you want to make a student film, which I have thick enough skin or a thick enough head to not let that bother me.
After more than 4 months of shooting, the two are comfortable enough with each other to joke about Zygmunt's old stomping grounds.
Vilmos, which is the older side, Buda or Pest? Where's the castle?
Buda is the one which has the castle and the hills. and Pesht is the flat side.
The crew decided to shoot in Wilmington, North Carolina, because Pritzker says it would be impossible to recreate the look of turn-of-the-century New Orleans in the city today.
Roll, please. And I like the waiters and folks to be looking at the MC as he goes by, as you go about your business. Okay, we're all frozen moment in time here. Everyone set? And action.
Dozens of actors in period formal wear fill a huge ballroom for a scene in which Louis Armstrong takes the stage to become the first black man to play live on the radio.
Boy, you know one thing? I sure be glad when you dance.
Pritzker, in t-shirt and jeans, moves with the camera as it rolls down a track along the length of the set. Pritzker says even his years touring with Sonia Dada didn't prepare him for directing. He says compared to the band, where he's collaborating with fewer than a dozen people, calling the shots on a movie set is an entirely different experience.
Making a film is a little bit like you set up your easel out in the field to go paint. Only you're 100 yards away from your easel and you've got 40 people holding your paintbrush and you're yelling at them with a bullhorn. More yellow in the lower... No, not there!
Much of the filming on both the Buddy Bolden feature and the silent movie is done. Pritzker is now editing the two films and hopes by this time next year he can introduce a wider audience to the man he calls a shaman who turned the lights on for everyone, then left the room unnoticed. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch in Wilmington, North Carolina.
And to hear how Buddy Bolden inspired the novelist Michael Ondaatje, you can visit our new website, npr.org/music.